Blog Talk Radio.
All right. How was that for an opening bumper tune? Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you are again at the right place at the right time here at Progressive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information that's culled from, well, around the planet, most typically within the United States. However, we do cross the borders from time to time. This evening, I will not delay. We have an exciting program. It's especially special, and I'll talk about why in just a moment, because it's for several reasons. One of the guests that I feel, personally connected to and professionally connected to and just spiritually connected to in so many ways is here to join us this evening. And if you're on the mail list, you know who I'm speaking of. So this evening, yes, we have Dr. Glenn Mendoza, respectfully known as Master Glenn. Why? Because Master Glenn is only one of a handful of master pranic healers. Of course, he has much more to his credits. He is a doctor. Yes, indeed, he is a doctor and medical doctor. He is actually quite respected in that field. He served as the director of neonatology for 21 years. And, well, that was in upstate New York. And he is also a meditation expert as well as a specialist in astrology. He is a humanist. He is an author. I could go on and on and on and on and on. So, without further ado, we're going to get right into it because we're going to talk about full moon meditation. And Dr. Mendoza does a worldwide service every month. And guess what tonight is? It's a full moon. And he will be doing a worldwide service that you can participate in this evening, folks. So without further ado, let's get Dr. Mendoza on the line. What a treat for me and for you, by the way. By the way, right? Because I enjoy this as much or more than you. Dr. Mendoza, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you for the invitation. Nice to speak to you. Very often. Thank you very much.
Yes, it's truly a treat. And as I was saying, there's so much to your credit in terms of what you've done and what you're doing, and I believe what you're still destined to do for humanity. And I just mentioned a few of those things. But this evening is very extra special because and my regular listeners across the country, they're familiar with your acumen and your skills. And so I know the lines are beginning to build in that alone. As you often talk about when you're on the program, the benefits of full moon meditation. And tonight, is it tonight, I believe, is a full moon?
Yes. Yes, it actually the full... The exact time of the full moon is actually 5:05 Eastern Daylight Time. So it was just barely, actually close to 2 hours ago, which is really good.
Wow.
Exact time. Full moon, let me explain to your listeners, the full moon is part of the month wherein it is said to be high in energy because their planetary alignments, the celestial alignments of the sun, the moon, and the earth is just unique for that particular point in time. As a historically during the full moon, it's very nice to see the moon that is really full. But actually, we meditate not on the moon itself, but the energy of the sun and the influence of the sun. But either way, the moon just happens to be nice during the full moon, but we don't meditate on the full moon itself. So by and large, there is such thing as full moon meditation. Somehow the natives or American, past ancestors have called it different name. I think they call it now the Hunter's Moon. Sometimes I think in September they call it the Harvest Moon or something like that. They have a Wolf Moon or different kinds of, depending on the energy that they think that are available there. So anyway, it's nice to meditate on the full moon. And globally, we have a meditation group starting at 7:30 tonight. I'd like to invite you to log on to fullmoonmeditation.us just after, at one point if you can, to join a group for about an hour and a half. There'll be a short talk like what we're doing right now. We'll discuss a little bit more about the full moon, or like in this case, during the month of September, we celebrate those people who are born in September and they're Libra. So they have certain qualities that are actually permeate during this time of the month. And we'd like to see the qualities that are there. And hopefully when we do our full moon meditation, get to absorb some of the qualities because it's in the air or zeitgeist. So absorb it during this particular auspicious time.
What is the zeitgeist, Dr. Mendoza, if I can just for 10 seconds, because I know I've had that question.
Zeitgeist is Z-E-I-T, as in Tom, G-E-S-T. What it says, what actually I think the meaning is that it's in the air. It's a German word, if I remember. What it means, it's in the air. So what happened energetically, it's in the air. A good example that I can give right now is like when the United States was developing, unfortunately, the atomic bomb. Luckily, Russia and Germany were also in the process. They were tapping into it, but the United States got ahead of them. So there are things that are zeitgeist, it's in the air. Say the positive qualities of Libra is in the month of September. So those who are born in the month until September 22, from August 21 to September 22, they have these qualities of the sign, the constellation of Libra, and it's in the air.
From August to September? You were testing me.
Yeah. September 21 to October 22. So that's
okay.
The
I didn't mean to interrupt you,
Libra.
But I know we have some Libras probably listening, and they're saying, "Wait a minute! All these years
they were just demoted to another sign." No, so usually it's when I say it's in the air. So the auspicious time to absorb it is to during the full moon. Also, that's just one of the qualities I think. There is this story of what we call the labors of Hercules. The labors of Hercules were supposed to, the story on one level is for Hercules to tackle 12 labors or 12 challenges that were given to him, and he got he was successful on all of them. And what happened was that this 12 labors, according to ancient wisdom, are actually getting the qualities of each of the sign of the constellation given to us. After that, he was considered the complete person or the complete man. So in the same vein, we do not have the qualities. I am not Libra. Daryl is Cancer. And we have certain qualities, but some of the qualities of Libra, which is number one, diplomatic, tactful, peacemaker, idealist, balanced. Some of us listeners who are not Librans do not have that quality. So we need that to strengthen that quality. And at the same time, how about those who are Librans at this time? It will increase their positive qualities. We just want to focus on the positive qualities. And these are the qualities of Libra. They are idealists. They could balance. They're good listeners. They said they weigh in both sides of arguments. And they are tactful. They're the best diplomats because they're peacemakers. They know exactly how to use their words tactfully and quietly and convincingly. And these are the qualities we want to absorb. And ask yourself, do I have that? Number one, I do not have that. My wife does. I do not have that. Am I a good listener? I don't think so. So maybe I should meditate during this full moon to absorb a better listener quality. And so these are the things that we look towards too.
So the top qualities are they're very diplomatic and very balanced.
Yes, the Libra itself, the sign, is a balance. So a couple of things, the Libra could see both sides. They are fair. They are fair. They have a strong sense of justice because they see both sides. It doesn't have to be. It could be an argument. Or even, as I told you, my wife is Libra, even just buying an equipment or a car, she would look at both sides, pro and cons, and will present it to you. Will present it to me. So this is how it is. This is the best. But then it's easy because that's their quality. They already sorted it out. And when they present it, for some people, they could see it clearly. This is a better thing. So the strong sense of balance is important. They are non-confrontational by and large. They are, as I mentioned, great listeners, idealists. They are idealists to a point that because they see the ideal, because both sides are being presented to them. And of course, being Libra, the sign of ruled by Venus, they love beautiful things. They love to shop. They love to just enjoy beautiful and things like even socially. They are the most social of all, one of the most social of all the signs. So ask yourself, the listeners, what do I have? What are the strengths that cooperative nature, that gracious nature, fair-minded, social, balance, harmony, would like to share with others. Most of us may not have that. So during the meditation, this is the time to join us and hopefully absorb those qualities, which is actually in this month of Libra. So that's the key point. I wish we could just have over time we've been doing this monthly meditation since 1994 with barely no misses. We've been doing this since 1994 as a public service, and I would have loved to look at how the people have changed, how maybe could have balanced their qualities in themselves also. How they became better person, because a complete person will have all the qualities of the 12 signs, and that makes us better. That's how I would look at it.
Wow, you know, that's a very good point. If you listen, if you catch all 12 and you're able to truly subscribe to the utilization of the zeitgeist of each particular sign in that particular, under that particular full moon, from what you've said, you could actually incorporate to some extent of that particular sign. So in the course of a year, am I kind of leaning in the right direction here, Dr. Mr. Glenn?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
So it makes us, sometimes we idolize other people by the way they speak, the way their home life is, home life, the way they socialize. We don't have certain qualities as a leader, as a family member, as a person. And sometimes we could have this. That's the idea, because it's by and large. Okay, let me explain. So what happened was that during the time of Libra, what we have now in Libra between September 23 and October 22nd, I correct that again, September 23 to October 22nd is Libra. And the signs, it's actually the planetary signs. There are certain energies wherein these qualities of Libra in the constellation of Libra is actually magnified. Proven by astrologers, astronomers, and used, actually, I don't know if you're aware of this, in some ancient culture, which is even followed now, like in India and China, when a baby is born, the first thing the parents do is go to an astrologer to map out the life of the child. I don't know if you're aware of that. We're in the Western world. We don't do it that much. Like, even if you have to look at it, the Lord Jesus, they knew already at that particular time. It was an auspicious time. But the Lord Buddha is the same thing. The astronomers, the scholars, we look at the astrological layout of these great people, and they actually predict it. They will already give their analysis or their readings of it. Example is the Lord Buddha. With some accuracy, they were told that this baby will be great, either as a king or something else. So that's why when the Lord Buddha's father, who was a king, heard this, he said, "I don't want to hear the other. I want this son to take over the kingdom." So he basically did something so the child will not be a holy or spiritual person, because they predicted he will be a great spiritual being. So anyway, so these are the signs of astrology throughout ages. It's about 2,000, 2,500 years or more. People believed in it. Even now, if you have to look at in India, they still go with astrology. I was even surprised that it's really common than we think it is. So people will, right now it's easy. It's easy. Everybody could just go Google and said, if you know the time of your birth and the place of your birth, you could actually plot out your astrological birth chart. What does that mean? During that time, okay, say for example, a person that is born right now, it's 7:05 in the evening on October 1, 2020, in New York City, a child is born. At that particular time, okay, right now there are alignments and energies influenced by planets, the sun, and other great celestial beings beings, or I would say planetary planets. And at that particular point, at this particular point, a person is born, that energy is imprinted in that person. So that's why the astrological birth chart will actually imprint the energy the time you were born. If we transpose that into what we have now, so this energy of Libra is actually in the air or in the atmosphere or in the whole earth. It's basically energy.
And everything is energy, and energy is everything, as you say. And so those qualities that you were mentioning, that they're diplomatic, they're balanced, they can see both sides, they're peacemakers, they're idealists, and great listeners. You know, not, and I don't do politics. I'm not a political person. All folks that know me well know that. But boy, wouldn't those qualities come in come in handy now, during this political?
Yes, they are good mediators. So you're right. A Libra, a Libran, could be a good person to mediate all this difficulty that we may have right now. Interesting.
Yes, I would say very, very interesting. Unquestionably. So tonight there is a full moon meditation with everything that's going on in our society. And we talked a little bit about this last month when you were on, and it was, if you didn't catch, I believe it was September 3rd. You can go back to the archives. Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, last month. You really want to go back to the archives,
yeah,
because we had a little more time, and I know you've got to go in a minute, because I'm past my time now. But we got into some of the benefits of meditation and related it to some of the things going on in our society. Dr. Mendoza, a number of folks that really were enthralled with that conversation because, you know, very often we talk about, you know, the full moon and astrology and, of course, pranic healing, of which you're a master in, for natural healing and complementing the healing process. But we bridged our conversation into actually what's going on right now in society. And it was awesome, folks. You really want to go back and catch that particular archive. Everything is by date and by guest. And Dr. Mendoza really laid it out for us. So with that said, we're, you know, still as a society going through this tumultuous time. And as the political season heats up, I sense an energy even getting more dramatic. So this meditation hopefully can help bring some peace to some of the world, and more specifically here in the United States, Master Glenn?
Yes. Actually, I want to add, I remember, I said, let me just check it. Kamala Harris is a Libran. October 20th, born on October 20th. So it's a Libra, so maybe let's see how it goes.
yeah, very, very interesting. So, but with this meditation tonight, I think it would be interesting because I know that it's about peace and healing for the planet. And then, you know, specifically down into our environments, whether it be in our homes or in our communities, in our towns and states, and, of course, even in our countries. So I'm sure that's a part of the meditation. Can you talk a little bit about that before you leave?
Yes. The service we've done, actually, the coronavirus started in March. The lockdown actually started around March 13. We started the meditation within a couple of days after that. I was hoping that it will last only for 7 days, but it continued for 100 days. So what happened was that we, within that 100 days, we were able to get a three full moons, and we continued it to bless, actually, the effects of the coronavirus. We blessed the earth, the main reason of meditation as a global service to planetary peace. And we directed our energies so there'll be prevention, mitigation of the coronavirus as it affected globally. You know, the lessons of the coronavirus, the ravage that it caused a lot of countries globally, we tried to bless those also. So the meditation is not only actually deeper than that. Meditation is just not sitting down, closing your eyes, and going within yourself. It's basically what you become when you are up and the way you work with other people. Because meditation is just a tool to become a better person. That's the main goal. Some people would like, there are different ways to why people meditate. People could meditate, like what you said, with this political air that is happening to us. Well, people could meditate and just have clarity. People could meditate and just, rather than the criticizing other people, maybe by meditating, by being a better person, I could just change within myself. If I change, why do I have to criticize other people for them to change? I know what is wrong. I know what is right. And I'll just change myself and be the change that you want to be. If all your listeners or all of us feel that these are the right things that will be good for America, these are the right things that will be good for our society, it has to change from me. It starts here. And when we change, our families change, our society change, and our country change, just for the better, for all, rather than divisive, separation, anything like that. That's it. So that's part of the meditation also, peace and actually directing it to the, hopefully get rid of the coronavirus. That's part of the blessings that we try to do.
And that ties back to the whole aspect of pranic healing, right? Is the energy, if you're drawing the energy, when you were just talking about the meditation on the coronavirus, is that some of that intent?
Yes, yeah. We have, by and large, pranic healing, which is a energy modality, a complementary modality, is actually part of it is the meditation. It's just part and parcel for us to meditate, understanding the spiritual energy. If you have to look at it, energy moves us. The energy always means action. So the way we act is energy. The way we feel is energy. The way we think is our energy. So by and large, if we have right thoughts, we have right results. We have right emotions, we have right results, right relationships. And if we have right actions, everything will fall into place. So by and large, it will be good for everybody. But good for society, good for the world.
Wow, that's a beautiful scenario. And on that note, I'm looking at the time, folks. What time is our meditation starting? In 15 minutes?
Seven 7:30. Yes.
And how do we get there? Because I want everyone to be on this.
Yeah, you could log on fullmoonmeditation.us, and once you log in, it will give you the. It will give you the a link to that. I wish we could just have them link it, but somehow somebody just programmed it that way. So just go to fullmoonmeditation.us.
Fullmoonmeditation.us. And we're going to meditate for healing, for our planet under this tumultuous political environment that we're in. We're going to meditate for our hearts to be calm and still, and for us not to be judgmental as much as we may predispose. But I'm so subscribed to what you have said. Well, I have been. I've been privy to your presence, and that's with a T and with a C. Master Glenn, I just can't say enough about, you know, just the mentorship over the years. So I know I've experienced this, which is why I was adamant about wanting to share this tonight, because this is it doesn't happen often that on that night
our
program.
You're right.
And so I'm really going to encourage that. I know you've got to run to get your show started and get the meditation started, because you've got thousands of folks worldwide waiting. And then I'll catch you on the meditation. And in the meantime, I'm going to continue talking to our audience. Folks, if you tuned in late, we've been talking with Master Glenn.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We've been talking. We have been talking with Master Glenn Mendoza, Master Pranic Healer, MD, been a director of the Neonatal Department in Suffern, New York. As a medical doctor, he's now recognized worldwide as one of the few pranic healers in the world. He's an astrology expert. He's also a meditation expert. And we had the opportunity tonight to have him share with us some very enlightening benefits of meditation and astrology. He talked about the full moon tonight being one of the sun sign of Libra, and those qualities are in the air, what is known as zeitgeist. Those qualities of Libra are in the air significantly now because of the energies of the moon, and I don't think anyone can deny it. It's science. This isn't some woo-woo stuff. It's documented well. I mean, if you want to deny it, you try going to your local beach or shore, if you're in the lakefront, and watch the waves get pulled up by the energies of the moon via the sun. So if that doesn't do enough, go to an emergency clinic during the full moon and see how much more active it is. Talk to any doctor that you may know. No, it's a fact, folks. So we can utilize these, and those in the know are doing that. Those in places of power, they know these things. And when I say power, that is the ability to influence, not just necessarily being financially abundant, although that's a major piece of power. And so I'm helping and empower you with this information and this knowledge, and encouraging us all to get on this meditation tonight, because the Lord knows we need it, regardless of what spirituality you subscribe to. As long as it is under the umbrella of love, we're talking the same thing. And we do need that. We need a discerning of insight, of peace, and not being focused on hate, but being focused on love. And there's so much being directed towards our energy, not just our mind. Of course, it's our mind, but more importantly, our energy. Because the energy, the mind is just energy. So let's just break it down to its core of what we're talking about, folks. And the object is the energy. Because if you can get someone's energy, you've got their mind. You've got a lot more, but I won't get into that holistic side of it, the whole spirituality and the physicality of it. And so you can believe that all of these forces out here, and this isn't some political statement, it's not about left or right. You know, I don't play that game. It's just about subscribing to one's energy. And so there's so much that we need to heal as a planet and especially as a country right now. And tonight is a good time, not thinking politically. Let it go if you can. And I know some of you are so caught up and you're just tense and it's like, oh, I hate this guy Trump. Or some of you, maybe not many on my listeners, but some of you, oh, I hate this guy Biden. But whatever it is, let it go and think in terms of what do we want. We don't want hate, so get your focus off of that, because what you focus on, you're going to draw. I don't care what it is. So if you're focusing on peace and love and the things that are needed for our society to be better, if you focus on that, you're going to draw it, whether it's from, as they say, they, left or right. Don't get caught up. There's some stuff on the left, just like there's some stuff on the right. And there may be more stuff on the right or more stuff on the left, because I'm not going political here. You know, I'm not getting caught up in that. You all have your predisposition mindsets on that. All I'm trying to say is don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. And tonight is a great night to do that through opening up your minds, freeing your minds, as Funkadelic would say, free your mind, and you know what will follow. This is a family show. We try to keep it clean, but, you know, free your mind, your ass will follow. We know that that's a verse in a song, but there's some truth to that, because if we're talking about that being your energy. And so that's what this is really all about, folks. And I'm aware of it, and I want you to be aware of it. And we're aware of it together. Now we're talking about a force. When you're talking about a force, you're talking about real power. It will equate to finances, which most people, when they say power, are talking about. But there's something bigger to power than just finances. If you want to get to the core of it. So with that said, I want to talk a little bit, because we had to get Dr. Mendoza right into the fray of the program tonight, so I didn't get to do my prelude, so to speak, to the program. As we do every evening that we're on the air, we like to give you an opportunity. The number is 347-838-9142, 347-838-9142, to let us know what's going on in your area, in your world, in your environment, that is something that's a benefit that others in the country or in your community need to know. And we'll start with me. Last week I spoke of my event, my annual fundraiser for less privileged children and seniors, and that is my 5K Walk Run for Life. It originated here in my town where I live in Plainfield, and it is something that has become somewhat of a staple here. This is our 10th year, and we've drawn folks from around the country, actually. Especially in the quad state. I say quad state, not tri-state, because we're in Pennsylvania and New York and Connecticut, even Delaware, D.C. We've had folks come in to visit relatives from the South and the Midwest and the Far West. And so it's been popular even when we had a specific location that we would hold the event at, and typically would be in town. And this is a very historic town on the East Coast, folks, where I live. You know, George Washington and all those folks supposedly have been through here. And it's not supposedly, they're historic sites. So it's very historic here. and a lot of, you know, older homes and buildings. And so the course meanders through the streets of the town here, and it goes through seven or eight historic districts. It's a three-mile course. But we're not able to do it this year because of COVID. So what we elected to do was hold a virtual event. And we didn't want to not do it, for one. We don't want to disappoint the children that we support every year in scholarships and in nonprofit organizations and in sports teams and in scholastic activities and mentorships. Those are the things that we support in our seniors who have nonprofits that support their well-being. Those are our bookends of society, folks. And when you start tearing at our bookends of our society, you've basically began to destroy the society. So that's where I had this vision to come up with this event. So we didn't want to not do it because we don't want to lose any momentum if there was any way to continue it, even though we don't have access to the streets any longer this year. And the other reason, it's our 10th year. That's your banner year. And we were so looking forward to it as we started planning in January for this year. So we came up with the virtual. And so many organizations around the country are doing virtual events where they would normally do a 1 mile or a half marathon or 5K, which is 3 miles. So we're doing a virtual event as well, which as I began to step back and look at it, and you know, God is good all the time. And if you're my Muslim folks, and believe me, there's one authority, one higher authority, even my Jewish listeners, whatever it is, my Buddhist listeners. But all things work together for good, truly, truly. And as I began to look at this virtual, I said, you know, wait a minute. Virtual means anywhere. So, no, you're not going to be in Plainfield doing this event. But you can be anywhere. So when you register, you're going to register to submit where you did your distance, whether it is the 1 mile or the 3 mile. And if you'd like, you can submit the time. And it's an honor system because basically, folks, this is all about fundraising. And it's all about having fun. So it's F-U-N-D raising, and it's about F-U-N raising, because we need to raise the level of fun as well. And so you're going to register, and you're going to list, you know, where it was that you did your event, whether it was in your living room on the treadmill or whether it was down the street at the local high school track or your favorite park path. And so we're just encouraging folks to do this. And it, what we're doing is based, you may say, well, what's the cause? Because I know they have the cancer runs, it's October, and they have the diabetes runs, and they have different runs for different things for the firemen. And this is the run for life, because it's just that, the life of our communities. And that's why I named it that. So it's about uplifting the spirits of our children so that they understand themselves. And it's labeled the historic 5K because we need to embrace our history, regardless of what it is, whether it's African-American, whether it's Latino, whether it's Jamaican, whether it's African, whether it's Italian, or whether it's German. And most of those cultures do embrace that history. And coming from an African-American background and intensely doing my empirical investigation, I just don't see that our African-American children really have a handle in their history. So this is about everybody, regardless of your background. If you already have an appreciation for your history, great, but let's celebrate that through this event wherever you are. Register at www.plainfieldwalkrun.com. PLAINFIELD, plainfieldwalkrun, no spaces, .com. There is a registration fee. all funds. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We have to file with the government. And all of our profits go to charity. And I'm so proud to say we've done so much over the years to help children to get in school that otherwise may not be able to. We've helped teams to be able to function, whether it was baseball or local cheerleaders teams, or whether it was football. We funded so many little league teams that were otherwise going to go defunct. So that's what this is all about, folks. And I'm asking you, my listeners, help me to not let this year be one that fails in being able to serve this cause. Go to plainfieldwalkrun.com, register, send in your funds for registration. It's $25. But just know you're helping someone. You're doing something, and you're not going to do it for the purpose of getting something back, but I can tell you, you're going to get something back. And if it's not directly through you, it'll be through your children or through your parent or aunties or your nieces, your nephews. It's coming back, folks. This is all about energy. That's not why you're doing it. You're doing it because you want to help. But you're going to get a benefit of it coming back to you in other ways. So I'm looking forward. I want to see all my, especially my regular listeners' names on that registration list. Let's have some fun. I want you to tell me why it is that you're particularly supporting it. Because as I said, we have five key areas that this run is done for. One is to uplift our self-esteem in our children through understanding their history. One is to support and promote a safe to your neighbors about supporting this. Talk about the safety and the beauty of your community and what you can do to enhance those things. No, we're not talking about defunding the police, although there needs to be some reform. So that would be the second pillar. The third pillar, we call them five pillars, is just simply to come together in peace. Engaging with a neighbor, with a colleague, a coworker, in unity, and saying, you know, what's the cause? Well, you know what? It's about unity. And I've made a commitment to this race that I'm going to do some effort to bring about some unity that I haven't done before, whether it's in my community, whether it's in my household, whether it's in my extended family, whether it's at work. And then the fourth pillar, now you know this was coming, is health and wellness. So why are you doing this? This guy's in New Jersey. Well, you know, he has these five pillars, and I'm going to choose the one that I'm going to focus on, which is my health and wellness, not just for me, but for my loved ones, for my children, for my nieces, my nephews, my parents, my grandparents. I want to be around for them. So I'm doing this. I'm taking this 3-mile walk. And guess what, folks? You can do it anywhere. But you can do it at any time. We were having a deadline of October 10th, and we've had folks say, well, Daryl, you know, you just started really talking about it. Is that all we have? So we're extending it. So you can register this through October. You can register for this and tell your friends, your neighbors, family, what we're doing. And then every week, I'm going to give you an update on how we're doing on the registrations and where they're coming from. So if it's coming in your area, I'll let it be known. And if you have a cause, I'll let it be known. And then the fifth pillar, we're trying to raise money. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. And if you can't, I'm not getting in folks' pockets, because I know 25 is 25. But we need the funds. But if you just want to donate, or if you have a business and you want to sponsor, we're looking for sponsors too. We do have some local sponsors. We have a local bank who sponsors us. We have some fraternities, the Alphas typically, the Qs for those of you who know those fraternities and sororities, the AKAs, they always sponsor us in kind with some dollars, like for it to be more, but we're grateful for what they give us because they're always there for us. So we're looking for sponsors as well, folks. We're not trying to raise, you know, $1,000 or $2,000. Because, see, our counterparts, and I say our counterparts, those other events, they're raising tens of thousands. Tens of thousands. Because they're focused about reform 3 weeks ago. We talked about supporting one another, economic empowerment. And that's what this is about, supporting one another. So if you have something coming down the pike in the future, let me know. I'll be glad to promote it on this airwave. So I know I've taken a little bit of time, but it's a passion, folks. It's a passion when I see, when I go out to the Little League team, I'll just give an example, and they don't know if they're going to have a season, and I present that check and say, guess what, we're going to fund your equipment. You want to talk about some energy? So that's what we're about, folks. And I'm just asking for your help. And I like to see, I know a lot of your names. I like to see your names on that roster, on that registration. PlainfieldWalkRun.com. A lot of information is up there about the details of this. Please do that. I know it's a little after 7:30 and Dr. Mendoza is getting ready to do his meditation. Well, he's just started it. I can tell you I've done this for years. So you got a little bit of time because he usually starts out with a warm-up exercise. So, you know, just to get your bodies warmed up. So you want to get started with that. You can just kind of stretch your fingers out, make a fist, stretch your fingers out, lift your arms up to the sky. You know, you can start doing that now, folks. Can't you feel it? Feel the energy? It's good. It's all good. We're going to be talking more and more about health as well. I know most of you or a lot of you are listening, you know, reach out. Daryl, you know, I love your service because I have a lot of clients around the country. I'm a naturopath and certified nutritionist. So I'll be talking more and more about health. In fact, I'm going to leave with this note, folks. You know there's a vaccine coming out. You know this is supposedly flu season. I'm just going to tell you, beware. Beware. I'm going to be talking intensely about some of the stuff, that's a technical term, that's going on with these vaccines. And I'm going to list one word, Moderna. Be aware, beware, because this isn't a normal vaccine coming out. So I'm not going to get into too much detail tonight for time purposes, and I'm not so much concerned that you're going to be faced with this in the next week or two. Because at the soonest I see it coming out, it may be out by election time, but it will not be in your neighborhood by then because, you know, they're going to give it to the first responders. And unfortunately, they're going to be guinea pigs. I'm going to bring truth to power here, folks. The information I've been researching and I've been working with Mr. Tony Grant. If you're a regular listener, you know who he is. He and I communicated earlier in the week. He is doing some deep dive research and some of the information that's coming out of this. I'm just going to say one word that you want to look up if you want to start getting some insight on this. Transhumanism. Okay, I'm just giving you a little hint. Transhumanism. Be smart. Write that word down. Because transhumanism is related to some of these vaccines that are coming out. And what that means is, when you look it up, one of the first things you're going to hear is artificial intelligence. I think some of you may even know where I'm headed with this. Oh, yeah. I've done a lot of research, and a lot of doctors have done research. Doctors, not necessarily of medicine, but doctors of science. And I'll just say one other thing about Moderna. It's not like Pfizer. I'm not saying Pfizer's, you know, vaccines are harmless. Don't misunderstand me. Please don't do that. Hoffman-LaRoe and all those other ones, you know, I'm in pharmaceutical haven here in New Jersey. Believe me, I think there's more pharmaceutical companies in Jersey than anywhere else in the country. So believe me, I'm not trying to say they're not. But Moderna, you really want to be careful of, because guess what? I'm gonna just give you a little couple things here. And then I'm going to let us get to this meditation. They aren't even a pharmaceutical company, folks. They're more like a science company. Yeah, started by significantly led by this guy, Derek Rossi. Look him up, Derek Rossi. And guess who's supporting this? A couple names for you. Elon Musk. May have heard about him. Those of you who like that car, the Teslas. Those are nice-looking cars, I have to admit, the electric ones. SpaceX, you may have heard. Elon Musk is invested in it. How about another one? Ray Kurzweil. All right. That's the guy, one of the big shots at Google. Just be careful, folks. Be very careful what's going on here with the vaccines. So now that I've, you know, put some thoughts into you, hopefully no fear, because, you know, fear is just false expectations appearing real. You know, if you got the facts, you don't have to be fearful. But we are going to be talking about that more in the future. I've given you enough to do a little background research on, so when we get into it, you can ask some strong questions, which I hope you will in the weeks ahead. But in the meantime, you're going to go to plainfieldwalkrun.com. I'm going to be looking for your names one way or another, something. You got to help out with this, folks. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, I can't, and another thing to say, I won't. I'd rather go on and get that breakfast, that Grand Slam breakfast, Grand Clan breakfast. Remember that Denny's thing? Support us. I send my love out to you all. Hope you are safe. I didn't even get into the debate tonight, right? Because that was a joke. And then I ain't going left or right. I'm going to be talking about that in the weeks ahead as well, because that was a joke. And I don't think the left or the right was all where they were supposed to be. I just think they both showed a lot of mess in my technical language. And now, with that said, well, folks, I'm going to close out. Unless you have something pressing, and it's got to be pressing, and you need to press 1 on that dial, 347-838-9142, and you want to take 30 seconds, I'm going to suggest we all go to meditation. I am. By the way, I will be starting meditation sessions here if you're in the tri-state area, in the community. In about 2 weeks, you'll be hearing more about that. And so that's going to be open meditation that I'll be conducting here in the community. So that's another piece of information I want to share with you. If you care to reach out to me, drop me an email to progressivenews@msn.com. That's progressivenews@msn.com. Progressive as in progress, not as in left wing. I don't do left or right, folks. Just simply progress. All right. I send my love to you and yours. Pray that you and yours are well. Remember, breathe. Relax. Breathe. Relax. Breathe. And relax. Be at peace. You'll get a clearer head for discernment and discretion for you and your loved ones. So let's stay positive. And in fact, you know that's one of my favorite closeouts. Accentuate the positive. Love you, folks. Go over to fullmoonmeditation.us. fullmoonmeditation.us. If you can't get there, send me an email, progressivenews@msn.com. Peace and love.
Gather around me, everybody.
Happy birthday to all the Libras.
Sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the way, Noah in the ark.
Don't forget, fullmoonmeditation.us. Shout out to my folks in Ohio. Love you guys. Hope to see you sometime soon. Shout out to all my folks. Love you, love you, love you. I'm out.